Welcome to the Tip TV Master Investor Show. It gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Sven Lorenz, and I think I pronounced his surname correctly this week, CEO, Master Investor. Sven, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Right, we were talking about a share, a British share, and this was going to be the theme this week, and I'm sure there's people out there looking forward to that. But then I've looked at the notes, and you've decided that we're going to do something different. We're going to talk about the Great British Pound, and perhaps it's a little bit less great at this point in time.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a change of heart regarding today's show because we had such tremendous interest after last week's show where we talked about the event we did in Munich with basically German plutocrats, with German family offices. And that video went viral. It's still online. I can only still recommend it to those who haven't seen it yet, where Jim Mellon talked about his view of the euro and the banking crisis and what's happening in the currency world right now. And we thought, actually, based on that interest and because of the many questions that have reached us, we wanted to drill into that subject a bit further. There are a lot of concerned people out there right now, and they are hungry for information, and we can provide that. We can provide more insights about what you can do as an investor and as a saver to make sure that you're not too negatively affected by what's going on and how you might actually make some money out of it.
Understood. So let's take a look at the chart. This is one-way traffic.
Yeah, we have brought one chart along, which I think illustrates a very, very important point quite nicely. This is the British pound against the Swiss franc going back to the early 1970s. And this is obviously a longer perspective than what you usually see in the media, and that's the whole point, because in those 40-something years, the pound has lost more than 90% against the Swiss franc. That is an incredibly stark loss for
a major currency.
Exactly.
So in terms of the currencies, we've got so many things in play at the moment: political, geopolitical, interest rates, gold. How does this all end up? Obviously, the Great British Pound this summer, the average person's gone into on their holidays, the currency's been debased, okay? There are people like Jim Rogers calling cable to parity and lower. Where does this all end?
Well, we're at an interesting point here right now, at least in the when it comes to the short-term perspective. We've brought another very short video. Let's just take a quick look at that.
Okay, let's take a look at the video.
Here is my main macro ideas. I would go long the British pound against the euro, okay? This has nothing to do with nationalism, because I'll sell the British pound tomorrow if it goes up by 10%. So it's just my current view. And if you're interested in what I do, and we trade every day, I put as much as I can on Twitter.
If I can jump right in here, because this very much goes to the heart of what we're doing. Our readers at Master Investor are both long-term investors and traders. You've got some who do both, and then we have people
right
from both groups. And if you and I now went out into the street outside your studio and we hit up any person on the street and said, you know, what do you know about the pound sterling? Pretty much everyone right now knows it's gone down quite a lot. It's been all over the media. People are concerned. And usually that's the point when you get a reaction into the opposite direction. It's probably been oversold. And this is the point that we've been making at this event in Munich, that short term, there might be an opportunity to make money by going long pound. However, investors always need to keep the long-term perspective in mind, and that's where we're just simply very, very concerned because of what's going on in the banking market right now, and you know a lot about this as well.
Okay, so Tip TV was set up to give the tip. What can actual people do about it, whether they're looking at the short-term, medium-term, or long-term?
Well, the feedback we got from family offices that have spent a lot of time thinking about how they can protect their wealth against these developments. The feedback we are getting there is that there is a lot of concern. However, it's obviously not very practical to do what a lot of other websites are proposing in terms of let's head to the hill and, you know, bury our money and swap it all into gold. That's not practical, and that's not the strategy we are proposing. We think there are interesting asset classes that you should consider, which is solid companies, world-class companies. They will get through any storm.
Yep.
There is gold as a small component of every portfolio. There's always property, and when it comes to property, I think it's now time to not just look at conventional residential property, but to look at, for example, agricultural land, which you can buy in some parts of the world, including in some parts of the UK, at very interesting valuations, and you've got a recurring income, obviously, coming out of that land. And then there are a couple of outliers, and we'll come back to one in particular, I think, in a future show, cryptocurrencies. I just came across an interesting statistic, which I'm sure you haven't heard yet. I spoke to a cryptocurrency specialist about Bitcoin, which is just one of those currencies. And right now, you can pay with Bitcoin in 3% of US-American online shops. And it's fairly easy to figure out how many of them will have that in their shops as a payment option by the end of next year, because companies prepare for that and pre-announce these things. So it's 3% now. Take a guess what it'll be next year. 27%.
I was going to say 30%.
27%. That's a game-changing development for cryptocurrencies. And as a heads up, let's cover this in a future show. There are some interesting alternative investments out there.
Well, I've got to say, until you got into the last paragraph, you sounded like Warren Buffett. Buy things that you want to hold for 50 years, property, dividend paying, big names. So that all sounds very sensible.
Yeah, and it's very practical also for private investors, because the majority of our readers really wants to be on the safe side in the long run. It's their savings, it's their pensions. And not everyone has the time to sit down every single day and trade. We know some of these people as well, but that's not our primary audience.
Yeah.
We just simply also have a thing for looking at it from a historical perspective, because there's a lot to be learned from history. And looking at just a single chart like pound against Swiss franc on a 40-year perspective teaches you a lot about what we're actually dealing with in terms of paper-backed currencies. And we have one author in particular that I wanted to recommend to your viewers to take a look at, which is our very dear Victor Hill, who's one of our most popular authors.
Right.
He always mixes a historical perspective into what is happening in the markets right now. And he makes sense of developments by looking at the longer term and then also giving short-term recommendations. And that's very much how we like to operate.
Okay. So just to wrap up, your website publishes daily articles and you send out newsletters. Okay. Is it as sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Is it as controversial as we've talked about today? Are you coming up with new, fresh ideas on a daily basis? Is this the real art of contrarian thinking? You're trying to say, actually, people, don't look at the newspaper headlines, look into the detail.
Exactly. We dig deeper. We are not afraid to freely speak our mind. We are contrarian most of the time, not always. It's not like we are just, always going for the sake of it. That wouldn't make sense. We try to be very practical. And something I'd again and again recommend to anyone to keep an eye out for, and shamelessly talking up my own book, but we publish an e-magazine every month, which is the collection of the best articles that we have. It comes out on masterinvestor.co.uk. The next cover story will be about the financial Armageddon that many people are concerned we might be facing in the next couple of years. But always looking at it from a perspective of sound fundamental analysis, very practical recommendations, and it has to be accessible and it has to be interesting and fun to read. And I think the next issue is going to be a real bit of a highlight in our publishing diary.
Understood. To wrap up, talking of fun times, I know you're traveling and working abroad. When do we get to see you next?
So we have something special lined up for your viewers, and I think it's going to be an experiment for all of us. I hope it goes well. I will be visiting a hotel in Japan that is operated almost completely by robots. There are very few humans working in that hotel anymore. And robotics is obviously an interesting area for investments, because there's a lot of potential growth there. So I'll be in that hotel run by robots. We'll have Jim Mellon, who's an expert on technology investments, joining us also by video conference to speak about specific investments in that area. And we'll have you in there holding it all together. And that'll be a fun show, I think.
Terrified of what the production team are thinking already. A three-way Skype call, but we will get there. Sven, as always, thank you very much for your time. Great to see you. Safe trip to Japan. We'll talk to you. I guess you're in Tokyo.
Thank you.